My name is Eileen McCoy. I am currently serving as director and special assistant to the dean in the Krieger School of Arts and Sciences. And since my start, I have been in the dean's office. The dictionary defines redirection as the action of assigning or directing something to a new or different place or purpose. My definition, I think, is pretty close to that. Redirecting in my mind means making sure that the inquiry, task, question, whatever it is, gets to the appropriate place to be handled. It needs to go to the person who has the best resources or best knowledge to answer that question or deal with that issue. So redirecting in my mind means sending it to where it can best be handled. Sometimes it's kind of hard to know when something needs to be redirected. I think one of my first thoughts is, the first question I ask myself is, do I know the answer? And sometimes, even though I know the answer, I don't know all the details behind that answer or maybe all the processes that go along with it. Example is a parent called about a student who had actually withdrawn from a course. I know our course withdrawal policy, but that student's situation might be unique. So my first question to that parent is, have they talked to their advisor? And if the parent says yes, they did not get the response that they thought they would get from the advisor, then I would redirect them to our vice dean for undergraduate education. So even though I know the clear answer, that might not necessarily be the proper or correct answer for that situation. So I redirect it to the person who knows all those nuances. Redirecting in my situation, working with the dean, of course, you have folks who want to talk to the dean about everything. Student issues, faculty issues, administrative issues. It all depends on the person on the other end of the message, the email, or the phone. A lot of times in the instance of phone calls, I gauge how upset that person is. If the person is really upset, I do not redirect. I listen to them because I find most people just want to be listened to and heard. They want to explain their situation. And even if it takes 10 or 15 minutes, I feel like that's my role, for one, to make sure they get the appropriate response, and two, to get as much information as I can from that caller so I am sure to redirect them to the appropriate place. It also frees up the dean. When I'm passing them on to the person I think would handle it, I can give them some background so they're not starting from scratch. So it's about collecting that information, but it depends on the situational caller. Each one can be different, so it just depends. Developing the skill of redirecting, I'm going to be honest, it's trial by fire sometimes. It's learning as you go. I've been in situations where I've just redirected people immediately, and then they go to the person, and the person I thought could possibly help them, I did not give them any background information. They didn't have the complete story, so the person ended up having to be redirected again. My goal ultimately as a redirector, I don't know if that's a proper term, is to make sure I send that person to the place where they can get the answer that they need without having to go somewhere else. As a consumer, we've all been on the back end when we feel like we've just been passed around and passed around and passed around. I've gotten callers who have been passed around several times, and they are irate and upset, and rightly so. So it's learning as you go, because ultimately that person will ask for your name, and they will include you in that loop and say, well, I called the dean's office and Eileen said. So it's just learning as you go and just being able to judge each individual situation. Gaining the experience and learning the skills about redirecting, and as I said, learning as you go along, does not come without making mistakes. I mean, you learn and you grow. One of the things that I do is I take each mistake and view it as a learning opportunity, something that I can employ or use. What did I do wrong? How can I fix it? And what can I take away from it to help me avoid the situation going forward? Everybody makes mistakes. I tell my team that all the time because mistakes happen. The first thing you should do, though, is think about what happened and why. And most importantly, take accountability. What was my role? What could I have done differently to mitigate the situation or help this person or resolve the issue? and learn from it. It's important. You're not going to grow and develop if you don't learn. I can't stress it enough. Everybody makes mistakes, but it's what you do after you make the mistake that's critical. You know, you really have to do a little bit of self-reflection and think about what you could do differently so you have another tool in your toolkit going forward in case the situation comes up again. Nobody knows everything, but you have to know where to redirect people to. And it's all about, again, building your network, finding out what resources that you have, and not being afraid to use them, and not being afraid of making mistakes. You know, it's constantly thinking about moving forward. How can you make it better? How can I be better tomorrow than I am today?